This morning, if you have your Bibles, please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. If you don't have a Bible, you have a bulletin, look on there. If not, look up on the screen as the verses will come up there as well. As we're continuing to walk through this letter that Paul wrote to a church that was a mess, but had an absolutely great Savior whom we sing about in worship. And even in that last song, the Holy Spirit, the person of God, teaching us all that Jesus has done. So, if you have your Bibles, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 this morning. Yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages of our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given from God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. This morning, as I sat in my office walking through this sermon, God laid on my heart some very pressing things that are going on amongst our church. And as I looked at the intro of this message, I looked at it, and as I was going through it, God, I believe, told me that I need to scrap my introduction and just talk from the heart for a little bit. Any number of you throughout the day or throughout your life will go through hardships, trials, things that make you say, why? Why, God? Why is this happening to me? It could be a number of things you're going through. A husband and a wife, wayward children, loss of life. And those are times when we have to ask God why. I believe that this message, what Paul is saying, and by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is we must, as followers of Christ, seek the wisdom of God. The world will tell us how to react to hard situations. There are plenty of people in our lives that will tell us how to respond. But God wants to tell you. And it very well be contrary to what the world tell you. And for the most part, it is very contrary to what the world wants to tell you. It is so important that we have good teachers, right? Somebody to tell you about things, to learn, to gain wisdom, intelligence. Does it matter if you have a degree this morning? If you're book smart or street smart or just have common sense. The Bible refers to wisdom as intelligence, learning, understanding, discernment. God tells us if you lack wisdom, ask God. Look at James chapter 1, verse 5 with me. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. Listen, having the wisdom of God, no matter what you're going through this morning, or what you will go through someday, the wisdom of God is more precious than any dollar or bank account money you have. Look at Proverbs chapter 8, verses 11 and 12 with me. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with wisdom. Verse 12, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. This is what you should be seeking this morning. Proverbs 4, verse 7 says, the beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom. Why is this so important? High Point Church, this is so important because we will struggle. We are going to struggle with something that's going to happen in our lives. And we are going to question God's goodness. It is going to shake your faith. And God desires to teach you. And so God has given every follower of Jesus Christ the Holy Spirit to teach us, to give us wisdom. Paul is saying to this new church in Corinth, listen, I get it. These people have Aristotle and Plato and Socrates that they've been learning since about 400 BC. They have their Greek philosophers and they're telling us how we should respond to the world. And these Corinthians were like getting their advice from Greek philosophers and rabbis and Jewish people and Pharisees. And they were like, listen, how do we gain wisdom? How are we going to be as smart as these people? And Paul says, listen, if you would be mature, he has given you the greatest teacher. This morning, God wants us to know we, as followers of Christ, have the greatest teacher of wisdom. We learn about the Holy Spirit as Jesus shares in John 14 and 15 that God would send a helper to teach, to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14 says, in him, meaning Christ, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, this is at the moment of salvation, this is at the moment when you turn from your idols and to the living God, what does it say? You were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. You were given the person of God to teach you about God. Where do you get your advice this morning? If you're hurting this morning, where are you getting your advice? Because I can promise you, the ones who are struggling here and they're getting their advice from the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, I can tell you their response is, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. I witnessed it this weekend. I witnessed it this week. As I look at Al and Carol Cox, and they're going to be mad that I even mentioned their name, but I saw them glorify God as their granddaughter is on the edge of life and death. How is that possible? The wisdom of God is how it's possible. That's what Paul's teaching this morning. This is what we need to learn. We don't get our advice. Yes, we can get our advice from our friends and our family and books. And I'm not saying that any of those things aren't helpful, but you want wisdom, you go to God first. What happens this morning if you don't go to God? What happens if I don't go to God when the world comes crashing down on me? When the world's trying to tell me how I should respond to this, that, or the other? What happens if I don't seek godly wisdom? I'll tell you what happens. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11 through 14 is what happens. About this, we have much to say, and it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. I'll become dull of hearing God's word. For though by this time you ought to be a teacher, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles and the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment. This is wisdom. How do the mature in Christ get through things? They listen to Christ. Trained by constant practice to distinguish good and evil. So this morning, as we go through these verses, this is, I'm sorry, a longer introduction, because I know this week has been a hard week for a lot of you this morning. And maybe some of you, you're on cloud nine, and I praise the Lord for that. But there will be a time when you are going to be tried, you are going to be tested. And God aims to teach you His ways. For you to have wisdom, intelligence, discernment, skill to deal with what is before you. So this morning, how is the Holy Spirit going to teach us? Follower of Jesus Christ, how does the Holy Spirit teach us? What does the Holy Spirit teach us this morning? Well, the first thing that I see, it's found in verses 6 through 10. The Holy Spirit reveals God's wisdom, God's intelligence, God's plans. Look at verses 6 through 10 with me. Yet among the mature, remember Hebrews chapter 5, those who have the power of discernment, those who are seeking God's wisdom, among the mature we do impart wisdom. Although it is not the wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away, but we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages of glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him. These things God revealed. The word revealed there is really means to bring to light. God is bringing to light. Those of you who know Christ through the Holy Spirit, He's bringing to light God's wisdom, God's plans. He is revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. So this morning, the first thing, the Holy Spirit reveals God's wisdom. Every morning, we have a choice. As followers of Jesus Christ, we have a choice. Follow God's wisdom or worldly wisdom. The rulers of this age absolutely want to give you their advice. And so we listen in the morning and we get wisdom in the morning from Rush or CNN or Fox News or Dr. Phil or our coworkers or you name it. Because they want to speak into your life what the solution of these world's problems are. It's just elect so-and-so, right? That's the solution of the problem. Just elect so-and-so. If we do that, I mean, it's going to be heaven on earth, right? Make me puke. That's what we said about George W. Bush, right? Jesus changes people, not politics. I could care less what sign you have in your yard. I just care if you know Christ. Amen? Every morning we have a choice. Seek God's wisdom for the day that is ahead, or seek worldly wisdom. Paul says we have been given the Holy Spirit to reveal God's wisdom. What is this wisdom? James 3:17 says, but the wisdom from above, this is the wisdom from God, is what? It's pure, it's peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, good fruits, impartial, sincere. This is the wisdom of God. Who wants this? Who wants this? I was hoping to get an amen. Amen. All right. The wisdom of God, the Holy Spirit of God, aims to teach you the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God in these verses starts out with the wisdom of God's salvation plan. God's wisdom is His perfect plan of salvation for all mankind. To those in the world, they're thinking, we're idiots. The people in the world think, this Jesus, are you joking? Second century writer giving a synopsis of Paul's words in regards to the message of the cross. His name was Celsus. This is in second century, a critic of Christianity. He said this. Their injunctions are listed like this. This is what he's saying are Christians. He says this. Let no educated, let no one wise, let no one sensible draw to you. For these abilities are thought by us to be evils. But as for anyone ignorant, anyone stupid, anyone uneducated, anyone who's just a child, let him come boldly to Jesus. By the fact that they themselves admit that these people are worthy of their God, they show that they want and are able to convince only the foolish, dishonorable, stupid, slaves, women, and children. That's what second century wise people say about the message of the cross. Is it any different today? The Holy Spirit revealed to you God's wisdom and the plan of salvation. Don't ever put the cart before the horse. God's desire is to reveal to you as He's drawing you, to reveal to you the wisdom of His plan of salvation. The people of the age didn't understand this. Otherwise, they wouldn't have crucified Him. Right? That's what it says. The wisdom of God is this, the message of the cross. Let's look back at 1 Corinthians 20, verse 24 again with me. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through their wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach, Christ crucified, to save those who will believe. For Jews seek signs, Greeks seek wisdom, yet we preach Christ crucified. It's a stumbling block. It's scandalous to the Jews, and it's foolishness to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, amen, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is power. The power of God and wisdom of God. The Holy Spirit aims to give you the wisdom of God. And first, the salvation plan and the message of the cross. That's God's wisdom. Not only is this wisdom, the Holy Spirit reveals God's wisdom of the salvation plan. We see that in verses 8 through 10. But even back in verse 7, we see that wisdom is a discernment of God's plan for you. God wants to reveal to us, followers of Jesus Christ, The secret and hidden things. Yes, that means salvation, but also means the things that we just can't figure out. Why do children die? Why do young men commit suicide? Why do husbands and wives divorce each other? Why do these things take place, God? God aims to give you wisdom to discern His plans. And sometimes you'll never know His plans. But you trust that God is good. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28 with me. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says this. I think I had Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Give me a sec. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says this. And we know, there it is, that those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. Listen, God aims to give you wisdom through the Holy Spirit to discern that all things work together for good. Kinsey laying in a bed, in a hospital bed, is for God's good. Listen, to this world, that sounds idiotic. To the world, they say, why would a God do that? In John chapter 9, a guy was born blind. You remember the story? And everyone's asking Jesus, why was he born blind? Did he sin? Did his parents sin? And Jesus says, no, but that I might be glorified. I bring up those verses because it's the very verses that, and I got permission, but Tammy, who has been coming to this church for a few weeks but has been listening online for a long time, but started coming to this church, highly religious but completely lost, telling people about Jesus but didn't believe in Him herself. She was the epitome of Matthew 7, and she would say this, that she was saying, Lord, Lord, but He didn't know her. I met with her on Friday, and she told me on October 8th, she finally asked Christ to save her of her sins. And those very verses in John chapter 9 are the verses that led her to a saving knowledge of Christ. That God can, the sin that was perpetrated on her, and all these things that the world says, there can't be a God if that happened to you, are the very things she's going to testify someday soon of how God used it to save her. That's the wisdom of God. That's God's plan. And now she can say, to God be the glory. Some of you have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. But ever since that humble submission of His reconciliation plan, you lack joy. And what Paul is saying is the reason we lack joy in our Christian walks is because we are not seeking His wisdom. The depths of God. We're allowing the world to teach us. We're allowing the circumstances to teach us. And God is saying, I want to teach you. And I've given you the Holy Spirit to teach you. You have the greatest teacher alive. Oftentimes I hear, and it's true, I need someone to disciple me. The reason I'm struggling is because I'm not getting discipled. Now, I'm not saying we don't disciple people. We do. But listen to me. I don't care if you're on a stranded desert island. You have the Holy Spirit. You can be discipled. Amen? God has given us the Holy Spirit. And He has brought it to light. That's what verse 10 says. Look at verse 10 with me again. For these things God has revealed, brought to light through the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. What an amazing God. Has he revealed his plan to you? First for salvation, and then for discerning everything that takes place in your life. The trials, the pain, the suffering, all of it to be for the glory of God. Do you believe that? God aims to teach you that. Are you listening? The second thing, and it's only a two-point message, so you're okay. It's found in verses 11 through 13. The Holy Spirit teaches us not only God's wisdom, but the Holy Spirit teaches us God's word. Look at verses 11 through 13 with me. For who knows the person's thoughts except the spirit of a person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart these words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. Now, it's important, real quick, in the context of 1 Corinthians, this is very important, listen to me. In the context of 1 Corinthians, Paul is using the pronoun we. You see it a few times. We have received, that we might know. It's a very important pronoun because in its context, Paul is talking about the apostles, the writers of Scripture. So let's, with that in mind, think through this. Paul is saying, you must listen to me. I am a writer of Scripture, and the ones who are writing Scripture aim to teach you God's wisdom. So let's read it again. Verse 12. Now we the apostles, the people who are writing Scriptures, we have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. Verse 13, and we impart these words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. So remember back at John chapter 14, verse 26. Let's look at this verse one more time. This is Jesus referring to the Holy Spirit. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. In its context, Jesus is speaking to his apostles. He is going to cause some of them to write Scripture so that we will know what God did and said. Now, in general, the Holy Spirit teaches us. So we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and the answer to the Holy Spirit's wisdom is he's going to teach us God's word. But we have to speak in context. Corinthians, in the context, is Paul is explaining his authority. They must listen to him. The words that he imparts to them is God's words. John MacArthur said this about these passages. He says, in other words, the Bible that we read is not only God's word, capital W, but it's God's words. Let me say that again. In other words, this Bible that you're reading is not only God's word, but it is God's words. And the Holy Spirit aims to impart the wisdom of God in believers of Christ. You want to be able to get through the problems that you're getting through? The Holy Spirit aims to teach you and reveal to you God's word. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All Scripture is breathed out by God. It is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and training in righteousness. Why? The next verse would say, so that every man is fully equipped for every good work. God, the Holy Spirit, reveals God's Word to you. To teach you, to instruct you, to reprove you, to correct you. Jesus said this about His very Word in Matthew chapter 4 while He was being tempted by Satan. Every word that proceeds from me is revealed, inspired, and authoritative. He said this. He said, man shall not live on bread alone, but every word that comes out of my mouth. What Paul is saying is the words that he writes are Paul's words, but they are God's direction. They are God's words. Listen to them, and they will impart wisdom to you. Intelligence, skill, discerning, understanding. It makes reading the Word that much more important, doesn't it? Do you want wisdom this morning? To be able to discern the hardships that you might be going through? God says, read my Word. Read my words. And I will impart wisdom through the Holy Spirit to you. You don't need Socrates. You don't need Plato. You don't need Aristotle. You have the Holy Spirit. And He will impart wisdom to you if you read. If you, in Corinthians, listen to Paul. And for us, know that Paul's words are inspired by God for today. Remember verses in Ephesians chapter 13 and 14? Let's read them again real quick. In Him, in Christ, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. As I mentioned before, I met Tammy, and we talked on Friday. And she shared with me how on October 8th, she asked Jesus Christ to save her from her sins. She has placed her faith in God's Word and His plan of salvation for her. And when we talked on Friday, she unloaded about how she is digging into God's Word for the first time, and it is on fire. She's reading all the way through Esther already. You know what she said about Esther? Who's not mentioned, God is not mentioned one time. She said, God is all over this book. The Holy Spirit revealed that to her. She's run through all of the New Testament. She keeps asking questions and questions, and I'm like, amen. God is giving you wisdom. We can have lots of great teachers. Growing up in school, lots of good teachers. Mr. Carlson, social studies, awesome. I had some awesome professors. Dr. Brown challenged me like crazy. There are people that God puts around you. Amen for those people. But listen to me. If you're a true believer in Jesus Christ, you have the best teacher ever. God in you. The third person of the Trinity, He, the Holy Spirit, will teach you all of God's wisdom. Do you know Him? Listen, I get it. The plan of salvation, the message of the cross, is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to those who are being saved, to those whom God is drawing, you must place your trust in His finished work for you. You must have a story of God's work, not yours. I don't care how good you are. You have sinned but one time, and so you are guilty of them all. And you will face the wrath of your sin. God desires to save you this morning. I don't care if you're 5 or 95. You got any 95-year-olds out here? If you're 95 and you don't know the Lord, you better get on it. You're at the jumping off point. And God desires to save you in all seriousness. As I shared this morning, and I truly am closing now, I had a pretty general opening, a pretty general introduction to this message. But this week has opened my eyes to so many different things about how God works. He works through horrible situations to teach us more about Him. Guess what? He's the hero. Read your Bible. Jesus is the hero. And no matter what you're going through, Jesus is the hero. As I read updates about Kinsey, and I just got an update today, as God continues to work, the Carrie and her husband are resting in the peace of God no matter what happens. How is that possible? The wisdom of God. The Holy Spirit at work in them as they seek after Him and His glory. So whatever you're going through, and I know there are some in here that are going through some really hard things, God aims to impart wisdom. Isn't He a good God? He doesn't leave you alone. He aims to impart wisdom. God's wisdom, God's word. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank You that You didn't just leave here alone. And even as the disciples were worried because You were going to leave, He said, it would be better for Me to go. It's going to be more advantageous for Me, for You, when I leave. They didn't understand, and they would. They would at Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came. And those of us here that know You personally, Jesus, have received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God, we welcome You. We thank You. And we know that You help us to pray. And You teach us Jesus' ways. And we have been sealed to the day when we will see Him face to face. Father, thank You for Your redemption plan. Jesus, thank You for dying on a cross, giving us hope. Holy Spirit, thank You for Your continual work in the believers that know You. May we seek wisdom from You, God. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please stand.